from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping a report this hour. With just 11 days until the election, both Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump are in Texas today. Trump will speak in Austin and will chat with Joe Rogan for his podcast, while Harris will be joined by Beyonce at a campaign rally in Houston. In Georgia last night, Bruce Springsteen joined Harris, as did former President Obama and actors Samuel L. Jackson and Tyler Perry. You don't have to wait until November 5th to cast your vote in this year's elections. New Jersey officials are accepting vote-by-mail ballots already, and early voting locations open their doors tomorrow.
No appointment is necessary. Just head to one of your county's in-person early voting locations, sign in, and enter the booth like you would on election day.
Early voting begins this Saturday, October 26th. Through November 3rd.
Lieutenant Governor Tehisha Way says more than a million New Jersey residents requested vote-by-mail ballots.
And an estimated 550,000 have returned them.
Way says while the state has a good working relationship with the Postal Service, folks with a vote-by-mail ballot are encouraged to drop it off with the County Board of Elections or in a drop box. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Funeral services are tomorrow in Bridgeton for Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley as the community gathers to say their final goodbyes. Police have confirmed that Mosley's home had been broken into at least two prior times before the deadly home invasion in which she was shot. The Cape May County Prosecutor's Office is investigating. And the New York Yankees and Los Angeles Dodgers kick off Major League Baseball's starriest World Series in decades, featuring five MVPs, including Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton for the Yanks. Game one is in L.A. tonight. First pitch is at 8:08 our time. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Staying cool and sunny for Saturday. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Today looks good. Tomorrow turns windy. Early next week, cool. A November-ish chill settling in for only a day or two coming up. Today's high temperatures, lower to mid-60s. That's very close to normal for this time of year. Sunny, dry, and dry. We'll see some clouds tonight and maybe a sprinkle, but don't bet on it. Lows fall to around 50. Tomorrow is still on the mild side, mid to upper 60s, but it will turn windy for your Saturday, partly to mostly sunny skies. And then Sunday, much cooler. The wind dies down, we'll see sunny skies, but high Sunday only making it into the mid 50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Parsippany, 60 degrees. It's 60 in South Plainfield, Manahawkin, 58.
And weather is brought to you by The Tire Place, with three locations, Freehold, Bradley Beach, and Old Bridge. Wholesale prices for everyone, over 10,000 tires in stock, and same-day service. The Tire Place is the right place. Find them online at njtireplace.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.